And there's trouble in the camp here at Triple M, clearly. The shows are fighting against each other. Breakfast, Rush Hour, Dead Set Legends, and now Dead Set Legends and Breakfast. So this is a worry, Rock.
Yeah, it is. They've come after me. I went to defend myself. They were on that podcast, The Bump.
Yes.
Rue and Ditz went after me, so I just gave them a little clip on the way through.
Yeah, here's how it went down.
Mark Ricciuto.
Oh, yes.
Oh, the Ricciuto.
Oh, the board member.
He wants to nickname me Kane, I heard.
Oh, yes.
He should be thanking me for firing his team up last week. And after all, he asked me to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
And say that. He was the one that gave me all that information and told me to say it.
He did too.
Maybe he should just stop going, yeah.
Right, so his way of defending himself from sounding like Kane Corns is to behave like Kane Corns. Is that...
Very good.
Cheap and dirty. Mm. Can't come up with original content. Just comes after us.
I wonder what his next big outlandish
Tommy Rockcliffe, you
be.
Need eyes in
did
the back
I,
of your head.
Did you hear what he said yesterday?
What?
We should get rid of Ruckman.
What?
Great idea, Tommy.
Really? Mm. What, should everyone run around like him just getting 45 touches doing nothing?
Well, on the Automaster's text line of blokes, how about banning blokes who can't kick over a jam jar?
Oh, there you go.
So you said, Ferg, it took him a week to come up with that.
Yeah.
And not even that great of a response. So put a little list together in 30 seconds last night to go back at him. So
okay.
Good, you boys can join in whenever you want. Haydos.
Yeah, the anchor.
Just stick to the voicemail. It's all you're good at.
Whack.
Chris Dittmer. Now, I played golf with him.
Oh, did you?
And we, 18 holes a week. We won by 14. Me and Butch beat him and his son.
Yeah,
14
right.
holes up.
Wow.
He was wearing a crow's hat. So he's jumped ship.
Hang on, what?
Has he?
Yes, wearing a crow's hat out on the golf course. Disgraceful behaviour.
Oh, did.
Turncoat.
And he was world number one at badminton for 12 hours.
Badminton.
If that, badminton. It was badminton, wasn't it? No one cares what he played.
Croquet, I mean. What?
And Loz. Who even is this person?
Yeah. Yeah, Loz. Well, she's changed. Obviously, she wiped me off like a dirty ass.
I've heard this.
You boys picked me up, luckily, because she cut our weekend breakfast show in half and signed for a massive contract with Rue Ditz. And this time last year, Loz was stealing plants from Triple M.
Yes.
And now she's behind the glass in a corporate box today.
Oh, no.
It's unbelievable, Sandy. You can't make this stuff up.
No, and she's very good. All she does is ride coattails her whole life. She rode your coattails in breakfast, and now she's on the back of Rue and Ditz, that show. She's riding those coattails. She needs to get back to the cask wine in the back seat of her car, love. Get back there.
Oh, jinkies.
And Rue.
Oh, no. Here
and Rue.
Oh, no.
Mr. Triple M, Mr. Adelaide himself. He had a crack at me about no rucks. He obviously didn't see the humour side of it because he doesn't have a funny bone in his body at all. He's boring. It's no wonder Josh Carr belted him at the Rams game.
Oh, no, we got him there. Triple M. Boys, we opened up the show with a bit of revenge, it's fair to say, because the breakfast crew, Rue, Ditz and Loz, just went after our boy Rocky Ferg, and we don't like that, do we?
No, it was low. It was real low, and it took him a week to come up with it, too. It was disgraceful. Could barely make out what they were saying. They were talking all over each other. It was just really poorly put together.
It was pretty ordinary, actually, and you went after Loz quite hard, actually, Rock.
Yeah, well, that was fair, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was warranted. Yeah.
She's left all these... I heard Bluey speaking yesterday about the three ham and cheese toasties she's had. She's left it in a mess again today. There's breadcrumbs everywhere.
I know, there's crumbs.
Seagulls flying around.
Absolutely everywhere. The thing that I do... I have a little bit of respect for Loz for doing this, though, because she doesn't always just jump on her own show and try and clip us. She jumps on ours and she joins us right now. Hello, Loz.
Oh, hello. Is that Mark Thomas? Sorry, I think we're strangers now. Oh, I don't know.
Come on, Loz. What the hell?
I don't call you a friend anymore. No. We've been working together for 5 years, and the second someone who's played AFL says anything about me, you're right in there with them.
Hang on a minute. You flicked him. You flicked him and took a breakfast gig and said, see you later, Tomo. Fend for yourself.
Tomo who?
We picked him up.
100%.
They didn't want him, and they offered me the job, so I don't know what would you do, Rock?
We know what Rock would do.
Rock, by the way.
Loyalty. Look by after the way. His mate. Blood's thicker than
by
water.
By the way.
That's it.
If you want to talk about loyalty, you should hear what Tomo says about you when you're not around.
Hang on a second.
Yeah, no, I'd say that to his face too.
No, he says, you know, Rock's having a whinge if his lips are moving.
Oh. No, this is classic divide and conquer going on here, Loz.
You didn't know who I was. When I saw you walk in, I thought you were the electrician. I swear to God.
And Loz, you know, like he's wearing a backwards cap at the moment, our boy Rock.
Oh, hang on.
And you don't like that, do you?
fresh Prince energy, mate. Come on.
I'm only 29, though.
Stone.
Mark.
Yes, Mark.
Coattails. You want to talk about coattails? You spent so much time on my coattails, you had a recliner chair put in, mate. And a footrest.
It's not your best.
How is that?
Not my best. How dare you?
Enjoy the corporate box today, mate. We're just running out of time.
Oh, I will.
Very comfy.
How's, mate. Loz, how's right. that plant going that you stole from Triple M?
It's dead. It's dead. Ooh. Yeah, it's symbolic of my relationship with Mark.
Triple M. Thank you, Loz.